Mr. Speaker, today I rise in this House to offer an apology on behalf of the Government of Canada for our role in the Komagata Maru incident. More than a century ago, a great injustice took place. On May 23, 1914, a steamship sailed into Burrard Inlet in Vancouver. On board were 376 passengers of Sikh, Muslim, and Hindu origin. Those passengers, like millions of immigrants to Canada before and since, came seeking better lives for their families, greater opportunities, a chance to contribute to their new home. Those passengers chose Canada. And when they arrived here, they were rejected.
Ils ont été rejetés parce qu'à l'époque, they were rejected because at the time, the government of Canada had passed
legislation on
In
other words, people who traveled directly to Canada alone were authorized to land in Canada. This measure prevented or would prevent people from far-off lands like India from coming to Canada because at the time it was impossible to come directly without having a stopover somewhere along the way. When the Komagata Maru arrived in Canada, only a few passengers were allowed to disembark. Under the legislation, the boat and its passengers were forced to turn around and leave. Members of the community attempted to convince authorities to revisit their decision, but they wouldn't. And on July 23, 1914, 2 months after their arrival, the Komagata Maru and its passengers were escorted from the port by the Canadian Army. They were forced to return to India. 19 passengers were killed and several others were jailed.
Canada does not bear alone the responsibility for every tragic mistake that occurred with the Komagata Maru and its passengers, but Canada's government was, without question, responsible for the laws that prevented these passengers from immigrating peacefully and securely. For that, and for every regrettable consequence that followed, we are sorry.
For that, and for every regrettable consequence that followed, we are sorry, and we offer our most sincere apologies.
We apologize, first and foremost, to the victims of the incident. No words can erase the pain and suffering they experienced. Regrettably, the passage of time means that none are alive to hear our apology today. Still, we offer it fully and sincerely. For our indifference to your plight, for our failure to recognize all that you had to offer, for the laws that discriminated against you so senselessly, and for not apologizing sooner. For all these things, we are truly sorry. I also wish to apologize to the descendants of the passengers of the Komagata Maru, including those who are here with us today. We can never know what your lives would have been like had your relatives been welcomed to Canada. The ways in which your lives would have been different. The ways in which Canada would have been enriched. Those possibilities are lost to history. And for that, and to you, we apologize. Just as we apologize for past wrongs, so too must we commit ourselves to positive action, to learning from the mistakes of the past and to making sure that we never repeat them. That is the unique promise and potential of Canada. Nous croyons.
We believe that everyone deserves a genuine chance to succeed, regardless of who they are, where they're from. Every day, the Canadian Southeast Asian community is an example of that success and our success. We believe, we know that diversity is a strength. We are strong not in spite of our differences, but indeed because of them. And we believe in the values enshrined in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, including multiculturalism.
Mr. Speaker, before I finish, I would like to acknowledge one more member who has helped to bring the Komagata Maru incident to our national attention, our Minister of National Defence. In an interesting historical note, before entering political life, the minister was the commanding officer of the British Columbia Regiment, Duke of Connaught's own, the very same regiment that once forced out the Komagata Maru. A century ago, the minister's family might well have been turned away from Canada. Today, the minister is an essential member of this government and sits here in this House. Sits in this House, in a House that includes immigrants, that includes the daughters and sons and granddaughters and grandsons of immigrants. The very makeup of this House should remind us all that when we have the choice between opening our arms to those in need or closing our hearts to them, we must always choose the more compassionate path. When we see injustice, we must speak up and attempt to make things right. When we make mistakes, we must apologize and recommit ourselves to doing better. Mr. Speaker, Canada is a country unlike any other. We are all blessed to call it home. Let us always endeavor to do better and to be better. Let us do that in honor of the victims of the Komagata Maru incident and in honor of every courageous person who leaves behind family and familiar things to bring to Canada the very best of who they are. Merci.